Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little bit brighter. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie.
Carrie is an internationally best-selling children's book author.
Sean used to be a cop, but now he's not.
And as usual, we're joined by our dog, Sparty. Sparty's a guy.
We'll be giving dog tips and writing tips, and we always start off with a random thought of the day, which most often happens in bed. So with us, and maybe you'll learn something.
Hopefully.
But maybe not.
Random thought time.
So, okay, wait. I'm starting now.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
Is Gabby away?
I don't know. This is random thoughts from the couch. So this woman is at her feet. I can't do it.
You just trying to make me look stupid.
No, I'm not trying to make you look stupid.
Yeah, you are.
I don't have to try. Okay, ready? Oh!
You better start this over again.
Oh! Wait, put down your phone. We're doing a random thought.
It doesn't work anyway.
Okay, ready? Can you pay attention?
I'm paying attention.
Okay, so this woman's at this funeral for her husband, and this man she doesn't know leans over her, and he's like, would you mind? He taps her shoulder, and he's like, would you mind if I say a word? And the woman is like, no, go ahead. And so he goes up to the podium, and he says, plethora. And then he sits down, and she's like, thank you. That means a lot.
That's hilarious.
You're such a jerk.
Yeah, turn the tables over. Just,
A local cop said Sean steals the podcast.
You know what the first... I'll be honest. The first time she said that...
He's still laughing.
Because I didn't...
You gotta talk.
It took so long to sink into my brain. I realized that I looked at you.
Oh, after
I said
the joke.
Plethora. That means a S ton, right? Like S. A lot? Oh, wait, that's what you just said. Okay, I get it now.
What?
The people will get it when they listen.
All right.
The fact I literally didn't get the that means a lot. Like, she looked it up in the dictionary.
You know what he said when I tried to tell it to him the first time? He said, is that a joke?
Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I?
And it was so mean. He sounded so mean. He sounded like the biggest jerk head ever. Is that a joke? He didn't even have the up tilt that you normally have at the end of a sentence when it's a question. You gave that line like a killer in a movie, a catch line right before he like kills someone. Like, I don't know. He like stabs him to death and he's like, is that a joke? Or then he shoots him. Is that a joke?
That's a
like
horrible movie.
You made it so menacing. That wasn't the point about the movie.
I know. I'm sorry.
So Sean saw a local police officer in the parade on the holiday.
It was after.
After the parade. And the local police officer said that he listened to our podcast.
No, he didn't.
Or he said someone listened to the podcast. And that he heard...
I'm sorry, he said specifically he hasn't listened to anybody. He's heard other people talking about it.
Okay, and that Sean steals the show.
That's not true.
It made
me
sad.
He was just being kind.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, he was.
I don't think so.
You're only doing this so that all of your fans will tell you how wrong he was.
No, I'm not. But I am not above searching for cookies like that. Yeah.
I know you're not.
No, but I mean, I think that means I suck and that you're awesome.
No, that's not
true. If I'm bringing us down?
I don't care. I don't need to search for cookies if that's what you... Oh, my God. You're like... one breath away from being a Facebook drama person. So you can get cookies.
Oh, you didn't even know my my joke was a joke. I feel bad about myself
because
right
I'm
now.
Stupid. Anybody that listens to this was going to tell you that's because I was having a dumb moment. But as I do, like every 3 seconds, a dumb moment.
Is that a joke? Is that a joke? Can you say it like you said it before so people understand?
How I said it.
Well, imagine you're angry.
I wasn't angry.
Well, it sounded angry.
Well, you say I sound angry all the time.
I know, because you do.
I do not.
You do too. All right, say it.
Is that a joke?
No, that's not it.
That's not it. Why did you slap my hand?
No, I think we all know. No. Why do you ruin?
So Carrie really wanted me to say that. Are you joking? However, when she turned the recorder back on, she accidentally put it on a previous recording. So now you're going to get a bonus random thought just so you can actually hear the end of the original random thought. Thanks for your patience. And thanks for listening.
It's just like extra special bonus material.
Oh, it is. It's a good one, too, where I once again show my extreme stupidity. You're not supposed to laugh.
Sorry. You're so smart, baby. You're so smart.
Let her rip, tater chip.
What?
All right, Sean, tell everyone what you think. Oh, he just put a french fry in his mouth.
It doesn't matter. I can still talk.
All right. It's kind of gross, though.
Hummus. It's not gross. You're looking at me. Close your eyes.
Okay.
They can't see me. They can't hear that I have a french fry. Hummus is too dry to be a condiment on a falafel burger.
I disagree.
Of course you do.
Do you think condiments have to be, like, saucy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they have to be a little bit juicy.
Relish.
Juicy. If I squeezed relish in my hand, you'd get water.
All right, maybe condiment's a bad word. It's an accompaniment on top of the burger, like
another,
onions.
Like another pickle.
Or pickles, but because spread. It's spread across the bun, so that's why I think of it as a condiment.
It's just chickpeas, right?
Well, and tahini and olive oil.
Obviously.
Obviously.
But I mean...
What?
You're a punk.
Just
saying that I'm right.
I don't think you're right.
Okay. You did already because you said I have to change my word.
Oh, but I don't think it's a bad combo.
No.
Oh.
But it's not a condiment. It's not a proper condiment.
I think I have to look up the definition of condiment.
Go ahead. I'll do it for you.
All right. Do it. Sean is grabbing his phone and using data that we don't have.
We would because we didn't use it. No. On what?
I was just coughing. Because you're lying. And I cough when you lie.
Alright. It might fit under the definition.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
It says a substance such as salt or ketchup that is used to add flavor to food.
See? The hummus was adding flavor, so therefore it was a condiment. And salt is very dry. So therefore, if the hummus is not too dry to be a condiment.
Well, in my brain it is. That's all that matters. Is that a joke?
That was a little bit better. Angrier.
Today. Is that a joke? I wasn't angry. I don't know how to...
You just sounded so mean.
I wasn't
like,
mean.
Your eyes were, like, narrow and your forehead was furrowed and, like... You were mean. It was mean. It was scary.
What do they call Stephen King? Like the master of suspense or something?
Horror? You're suspense? Like I don't know.
Master of...
Something.
Descriptive. Embellishment. Is that a joke?
That was it, actually. I think that was it. Man.
Marzi.
Our cat. Can you hear that? Our cat is scratching at the staircase.
She's psychic. She knew this flip-flop was going to be coming at her.
He would not really throw a flip-flop at the cat. Oh, my gosh.
What? Did you stop it again?
I can't. I forgot where the stopping button was.
Writing tip of the pod.
So... A lot of the time during the podcast, I will say something that makes Carrie have these huge pauses because she's reading the subtext underneath what I'm saying.
She's really not read the subtext. She's figured out how to respond. Because, honestly, most of my subtext is a little bit naughty. Which is totally okay. Because we're married. And everything's legit. But when I throw those things out there, she has these brain hiccups.
Oh, my God.
Because she's from New England. And apparently, when you grow up in New England, people pretend intercourse doesn't happen. People make babies by sitting on unclean toilet seats, or they're delivered by a stork, or a pelican, or whatever.
Great, blue heron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's your story.
Yeah, I know.
Also, she's a children's book writer. Not the cool cutting edge kind. Now, I didn't say that. She did. I think she's really cool. But she doesn't talk about intercourse. And she's worried about her branding. I'm only kidding. No, I'm not.
You are.
She's really worried about her branding. She thinks that...
I'm a goody-goody, man.
You are. You're more of a goody-goody than the young adults that are reading your books, I guarantee
I know.
You.
It's so sad. That's why I'm not cool.
I mean,
anyways,
it's easy to throw her for a loop. I'll try to make it happen a couple more times before this podcast is over.
Please
it's all you, baby.
Anyways, to bring this back to writing and away from me... Alicia Risley said that in writing, subtext is like a gift to the astute reader. It's an additional layer of meaning implied by the text, but not accessible without a little bit of thinking. Experienced readers aren't confined to the text, which is what's printed on the page. They interact with the text, fully participating with the writer in the making of the meaning in the story. End quote. So this is also sort of how I interact with Sean during the podcast. I'm like, wait, no, that's not what he really means. Oh, wait, oh, no.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
I was doing one of those silent burp releases.
Oh, jeez. Sorry, God. I'm sorry, God. Okay, so the writing tip of the cast is this. Not everything has to be super obvious in your writing all the time. You need to trust your readers. You need to remember your book, like this podcast, is a conversation and not just a monologue. Right,
although
Betty?
It's sort of been kind of a monologue for the past minute. I have a question.
Are you saying I monologue? Could you talk for a heck of a long time first?
No way. When you say trust your reader,
yeah.
Do you mean like trust it? They have some intelligence.
All our readers have intelligence, yes. And that's what I mean. Yeah, you have to trust your reader. Like, once you write your book, you let it go. And you could be Captain Obvious and make everything really, like, you're writing to a two-year-old. But
yeah.
That's sort of insulting, right? And the reader's going to come into the book with all their past experiences and their knowledge and their preconceived notions and their ideas. Like we talked before about like how if I write tree, you're going to think a palm tree and I'm going to think a pine tree. Like
mostly.
We can't control everything that the reader thinks. But the beauty
probably
of that...
Probably more of an oak tree.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Well, I had a point, and then you just kind of just were like...
Kind of like an oak tree. Keep rolling, baby.
Oh, well, you kind of ruined it, man.
No, I didn't. Back it up real quick. Go ahead.
You made me snort.
Like, I think of a palm tree, and you think of a pine tree.
Anyways, the point here is that, yes, you have to trust your reader, because if you don't trust your reader, you're not writing for them. Your reader is an intelligent person or kid, and the subtext and the stuff that you're not being super obvious saying is going to be actually kind of cool for them to figure out and understand.
Dog tip for life. I love you, baby. Carrie just had like 3 shots of tequila. She was so mad at me.
He's so lying.
But in that time frame, which was quick, I spoke to Sparty about this whole subtext thing. And he said, Carrie might think pine tree, you might think palm tree, or maybe an oak tree.
Uh-oh.
But to me, they're all the same for peeing.
Oh, no.
So?
The subtext is?
You gotta make your point. I mean, if you don't make your point in the big text, what would that be called?
Sucking.
You need to be darn sure that you make it in the subtext. Because a tree is just a tree. And a Sparty, they're all just peeing posts. But to those of us that can actually read, they all have their subtle differences. Like an oak tree is grand and majestic. Pine tree is tall and straight, like me.
So, oh my gosh.
A palm tree.
I did not know that was going there.
Blows in the wind, like you after three shots of tequila. So that'd be like subtext, right? Sorta, kinda?
No.
So what if you didn't write it, but you insinuated it?
That would be the subtext. You know what would be like a subtext with a dog? It's like you're walking your dog, right? And you can tell by the tiny way that she sniffs slightly differently that she's about to pee. But you don't tell anyone she's going to pee.
Yeah.
You just know it. And that pee isn't the main narrative of the story. The main narrative would be I'm walking my dog. That would be subtext. Or how dogs teach us about subtext is that they teach us to notice the smaller nuances, the underpinnings that go underneath things, and how important they are.
Let me ask you a favor. I mean, not a favor, a question. Did you ever watch Captain Kangaroo?
Yeah, he was kind of creepy.
You didn't like it. All right, who was your favorite character?
On what?
Captain Kangaroo.
I only remember Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Blue Jean.
It's Green Jean.
Green
Jean.
Okay, sorry, man.
But was that your favorite
character?
It was
sort of before me, Captain Kangaroo. Oldie.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you
how old we are.
Nope. Anyways.
So your favorite character was Mr. Green Jeans, because you didn't like him.
No, I thought Captain Kangaroo was creepy.
Well, that's my point, see. That's my question. I don't steal the show.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody likes the stupid sidekick.
This is supposed to be
nobody likes
for life.
Any of the friggin'
So I'm
what's the people
Captain
from
Kangaroo?
Scooby-Doo? What do you call?
Fred and Velma.
Fred, Daphne,
and Daphne.
Velma. Nobody likes them. They like Scooby and Shaggy because they're the stupid sidekicks.
I feel like we're both
You're
Scooby.
The star of the show.
No, I feel like
yeah,
I might be Scooby.
Are you done talking about sidekicks?
We were talking about subtext, baby.
Subtext. Don't jump, stupid. Are you done talking about subtext?
I guess so.
All right, let's go upstairs and I'll give you a Scooby treat.
Oh, all right, now I'm going to have to delete that. Emily just walked through the podcast, too.
You can't delete that.
I think we have to.
Oh, you can.
So we'd like to give a shout out because the music in this podcast is Check Them In by Emma Grace. And we're able to use this amazing music thanks to Emma's kindness and the Creative Commons.
And in writing news, The Spy Who Played Baseball is a picture book biography about Mo Berg. And it's really cool. I read it. There's a movie out now about Mo Berg. A Major League Baseball player who became a spy. You should totally buy Carrie's book about Mo. It's awesome and quirky and fun. And I don't know what that noise was. But she'll be heading to Houston, North Carolina, and Virginia soon just to talk about how cool her book is.
No.
Now, how cool is that?
You said cool 82 times.
Cool.
Our podcast. podcast Dogs Are Smarter Than People continues to exist, but we're not sure why. But thank you to all of you who keep listening to our weirdness as we talk about random thoughts, writing advice, and life tips. We're sorry we laugh so much, sort of. Please share it and subscribe to it if you can. And rate and like us if you're feeling kind, because that matters somehow in the whole algorithms of things.
And finally, most importantly, for the month of July, Carrie's book, Flying, which is another wonderful book by the amazing Carrie Jones, is on sale. She snorted. An ebook version on the multiple, that means more than one, platforms, which means not just Amazon. It's a cheap way to have an awesome read in a book that's basically Men in Black meets Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But with chocolate covered pretzels. Not quite sure what that be. Oh,
you read the book, man?
I did. No, I got the whole Men in Black and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It was the chocolate covered pretzels thing that threw me. No, baby. I'm sorry. It was years ago that I read it.
Thanks for listening. There's more tips and the Sean's glaring at me.
I'm not glaring at you, but
I read the subtext in that glare.
Thousands of books a year. How can I remember every part?
Hold on while I cough, because I cough when you're like...
Besides, I probably read that one before it was even in print.
You read it a really long time ago.
Yeah, I know.
But anyways, for the writing tips that go along with this podcast, check out CarrieJonesBooks.blog and hit Dogs Are Smarter Than People. And you'll find it.
And by the way, thousands of books of the year is only like six a day. So, I don't know why you don't believe me.
Thank you.
Peace.
Peace out, man. Who are we?